Jo, would you like to leave on that?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much to committee members who completed, well, 6 out of 8 of the committee members completed the knowledge and skills assessment. Most led in. but I had a reasonable coverage there. So the results that you've got on paper 8 are the 6 of the 8 committee members, which includes Steve as employee rep and Christine as employer rep, showing the level, the weighted average level of understanding for the committee on each of the 8 areas of understanding, and comparing that to the level of understanding that the board have shown in their knowledge and understanding. To an extent, it's not unsurprising that the board have a higher level of understanding of pensions legislation, because that's kind of what they're there to do. But there are areas that we can develop for the committee. In terms of pensions governance, it's not too far apart, but we are looking at doing an away day, which is I'm mentioning under Part C of this agenda item, to cover governance updates and bringing the committee, the board, the administration team and senior officers within the council together to discuss various developments within the governance regime of the OGPS. Looking at page H2 and section 4 around pensions accounting and auditing standards, as I mentioned previously, the board are having a development session on the 17th of June before their board meeting with the external auditors, and they will be coming to give an overview of what they do in terms of external audit and what assurances they provide in terms of controls over financial procedures, etc. So I will send out a quick invitation to committee members to come to that session. And also, when we get to the July meeting of the committee, you will receive the pension fund annual report and accounts, all 190 plus pages of it. So apologies in advance for that meaty document. But that is what we, as a pension fund, are required to publish on an annual basis to inform members of the fund and other interested stakeholders. I don't know anybody that's ever read it. Joe and I read it on a regular basis. But just to say that we will keep you informed on that one. In terms of investment performance, we've been talking a lot about our investment strategy, and we had a workshop last committee meeting, and we'll have another one in May on various different investment strategy classes, which will cover the financial markets and products as well. And the work that we've been doing over the last few months in terms of the actuarial valuation that we've concluded today should, I hope, help improve your understanding of those areas there. So thank you for your participation in that. What I would press as well is Hymans are just about to launch a national knowledge assessment. So you'll recall about a year ago we did a national confidence assessment, which assessed how confident committee members and board members felt that their scheme was being run appropriately. This is kind of the next stage into it, in assessing how much knowledge and understanding committee and board members have to enable them to do their jobs properly. It will be something similar to what you've just completed here, but it will be an online survey. It should take you 15 to 20 minutes, they reckon, to complete. And I would like to encourage, strongly encourage, all committee and board members to participate in this. It's going to cost us £5,000 to do, but as a result of that, we will get a concrete, standardised assessment of what your knowledge and skills are. We can compare board and committee between each other and across LGPS funds. And part of the output is that there will be a development plan that is tailored to our levels of knowledge and understanding where we need to make improvements. So please, when this is launched, and it should be launched on the 17th of March, I will send out an invitation to you all with a link to do the survey. Please could I strongly encourage you all to do that. Chris, you're very welcome to do it if you feel so inclined. and as I say, it will give us a good basis and we can start taking that forward. strongly encouraging means if you don't do it, I'm going to sit at your desk until you do, basically. but that's just helpful to help us, and then we can comply with some of the requirements for knowledge and understanding. And the last thing I would say is I'm working with our governance advisors from Hymans to put together a strategy day for the pension fund committee and board and officers, as I mentioned. We have never done, in the time that I've been working with the committee, which is since 2010, we've never done a development away day for the pension fund committee. We've done development sessions, but we've never done a development away day. The proposal would be, it's 10 till 3, which would be 4 one-hour sessions with a break for coffee or tea in the morning and the afternoon and a lunch break. Doing it at an external venue, potentially the New Holmwood in Cairns, which I believe has been used for cabinet away days and been quite well received. And looking at what the fund's objectives are, what the developments are from good governance review, what that means for the Isle of Wight Council Pension Fund, and sharing workshop, sort of tabletop discussions between committee, board and officers to get everybody's input to come up with a development plan of what we're doing but good, what we're doing well, what we're doing not quite so well, what we could improve on and what things need to change. So I don't have a date for that yet. I'm thinking probably June, because we don't have a committee meeting in June. However, I haven't got any plans further than that, but just want to see whether committee members would be receptive to doing something like that and helping to develop the work plan for the committee for the next 5 years. Questions, comments?
I'm quite happy to do that. I'm probably going to be, because my life is absorbed with stuff in public health at the moment. I think we need to be very aware of when we are booking things and when the planned peak is likely to happen. You know, I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning reading all the emergency strategies and stuff like that, the document that is like this. So I would hate for anyone at the moment to spend a lot of time and effort booking an away day for any period, we think, probably between May, June, July, and we look to book at something October time when our trajectory shows that peak will be over.
Yeah.
Just a waste of time and effort as far as I'm concerned.
But in terms of, I completely agree.
Absolutely happy to do it.
Fundamentally, happy.
Fundamentally, in principle, yes, very happy.
But consider the timing to be more appropriate. Yeah.
All that's on 2nd June, I'll give you the dates.
Yeah, I think I've got those dates. Yeah.
Yes, you agree with this in principle. How do you feel with that? So do you agree with this in principle of having a away day for the training
session? Yes, I agree. I think, obviously, Claire is an expert because of public health, so I think we should follow her advice.
Yep. Yes, yeah. But I think I spoke to Hymans just recently and they said we need to start thinking about content at the very least and get something in train, even if we don't do it until a later date. But
I think if we look towards October, we're probably in a safer position to take all that stuff then.
Well, we'll either be in a different position or we'll be in front of the
meeting. There is the other consideration, of course, which is few months after that we'll be into electoral elections. So when we started 3 or 3.5 years ago, we started with Cleve, so we have nobody who's been on committee before, including me. So can you please all make sure you're the elect?
I completely agree with what you're saying, Adrian. However, the juggernaut that is the LGPS doesn't revolve around May 21 elections, and unfortunately strategies and governance standards etc will need to be done whether you are in the chair or not. I know, but it's this is not something that is predicated on the people around the table being around the table forever. This is something that the fund needs to do to ensure that it is appropriately managed for its members. So whilst I fully acknowledge that we may be doing a workshop that we need to then repeat with a number of new members at a later date, to an extent it's probably better to do it twice than not do it now and then have to fit it in with a big development plan for potentially new members. So I will bear in mind everything you've said, that we will go and work on getting something set up. So thank you very much for that.
Commission notes for those items.
Okay.
Supported.
Thank you.
Item 8,